Okay, Rabosai, we are going to learn about the Malach of Tochen. So the again, these are very short little gemaras, but they become big, big topics in halacha. And there's some nice, easy lumdas here as well. So the gemara tells us, Amara Papa Haiman de Parim Silka Chai Mishum Tochen. Amara Menashe Haiman de Salat Silti Chai Mishum Tochen. So Rashi writes, what does this mean in Parim Silka? So explains Rashi. Where's my Rashi? He says Parim, don't get confused, because sometimes it says Parim Paris. Now it means Parim, Bimem, Velo Besamech. Okay, good. And then he says, what does this word mean? What does Parim mean? So can someone read me the Laz? The Laz? What? Minser. So Rashi says, Minser. What does Minser mean? To mince. To mince. So the Parim Silka is to mince, Belaz, which means in Hebrew, Mechatcho Hadek, which I would translate in English as mincing, chopping finely. And by chopping vegetables, finally you're chayev mishum tochen. Now let's just explain quickly. When the language of the Gemara is chayev mishum tochen, do you think that's an avra tolda? It's a tolda. That's a tolda. You're chayev. Why? Because it's under the rubric mishum tochen. Look over, that's a tolda. But chopping vegetables finally is a tolda of tochen. And then the Gemara says, not only vegetables, it also applies to haiman to salat silti. What is salat silti? Eitz and dakim. You chop wood, lahaver ace into small little pieces, and then if you're makpid amishkasa, you care about the size specifically, you are going to be chayv also because of mechatech. So if I were to kind of just mind the nugget over here, what's the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is suggesting that the av malach of tochen classically is to take a kernel of wheat and millet, grind it into flour. So you're polarizing it, you're grinding it into tiny, minuscule pieces. The tolda is taking an entity and chopping it up into small pieces. It's not exactly grinding, but chopping a big thing into small pieces, that is going to be a tolda of Meleches Tochen. The problem arises when you take a look at a Gemara and Daf Kuf Yudal Amid Beis, and there the Gemara talks about his darshing a pasuk and is talking about a specific case of Knivas HaYerek, and Knivas HaYerek is some kind of Shvus Derabanan. And the Gemara is seeing, is it in a pasuk, not in a pasuk, but the bottom line is that the worst case scenario, Knivas HaYerek is going to be an Issa Derabanan. It might even be Mutter, and then the Gemara tells us that indeed if you have a Yom Kippur Shekholios B'Shabbos, that Mutter B'Knivas HaYerek, you're allowed to engage in Knivas HaYerek. The Gemara questions that. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Yom Kippur Shekholios B'Shabbos, Mefatzin be'egozin, you can crack open nuts, Mefarchasin be'rimonim, you can open up the pomegranates, you can go ahead and do Knivas HaYerek, when? Min ha-mincha ulamala, from mincha time and beyond, and why is it mutter mipnei agmas nefesh?" So you have a heter because of agmas nefesh. Because of agmas nefesh, they allowed us to do Knivas HaYerek min ha-mincha ulamala an Yom Kippur Shekholios B'Shabbos. Now, if you're going to have this heter, mishum agmas nefesh, do you think Knivas HaYerek is an Issa Doraisa or an Issa Drabonim? It's clearly an Issa Drabonim. If you have a heter mishum agmas nefesh, it's clearly worst case an Issa Drabonim. And now because of this overarching concern of agmas nefesh, so we allow you to do Knivas HaYerek min ha-mincha ulamala. Now, if I were to ask you without any mefarshim, what is the svara, what is the logic of this het of mishum agmas nefesh? What does agmas nefesh mean? Because of affliction, because of pain and suffering, we were matir Knivas HaYerek. What would you think is the logic of the heter of Knivas Yerek an Yom Kippur min ha-mincha ulamala mishum agmas nefesh? Mayor. Simple pshat. Well, you read the Gemara, simple pshat. Simple pshat, yes.
If you do it, you're hungrier, mincha an, so if you're preparing food, especially should be your hungry, something fast. It's going to be the most difficult that you can eat food.
You guys are not giving me a simple shot. I mean, I'm glad you're saying, you're all saying correct. Rashi's pshat. But I'm looking, Rashi's not the simple pshat. What's the simple pshat?
That after the fast, you get it quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Is you're fasting all day, and because you're fasting all day, what's the issue? It's an only drabanan, and to kind of make life a little easier, you're going to start preparing the salad when? Already on Motzi Yom Kippur, it's going to be too much. So we'll allow you to violate an issa drabanan of hachana, which will allow you to do, the rabbis will be maker because of Agmas Nefesh. Who says his pshat? Who says the pshat that I just gave? That's correct. The Balamor says his pshat. If you look at the margin, in the Mesoras HaShas, Aleph, look at the margin, it says, Perish, Shelo Yeto B'motze Hayom B'Kniva, Ute Nafsho Aguma Alav, it's too much. V'chein Mefatzim Be'Gozim, V'fam B'Rimonim, V'davkim Minal Minichol Amala, Shemeachah Shukarov La'ez HaOichel, So says that Balamor, because of Agmas Nefesh, pain and suffering, I'm going to give you a kula. Only min hamincha lamala, since the finish line is in sight. Therefore, we're not worried you might come to eat it, so we'll let you go prepare food. Bishum Agmas Nefesh. Rashi gives a different shot. Rashi says a very, very fast same shot. Rashi says, by allowing you to work with the food, we are actually going to be intensifying your what? Your inui. And that's a mitzvah. We're going to give you the heter because it's not really an Isra Hachana. Because by you working for Motzei Shabbos, you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah of V'nismas Nafsho Seichem, intensifying your inui, and that's why it is permissible. I have a question for you. If on Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah of inui, there's a mitzvah of V'nismas Nafsho Seichem. On Yom Kippur, the Gemara has a discussion. Perhaps, let's say it's a very, very cold and snowy day. Perhaps on Yom Kippur, I should go outside without any coat, without any garments, and wallow in the snow to intensify my pain and suffering. Or, if it's a very hot Yom Kippur day, I'll go out in the sun, have this beating sun on me, and intensify my inui. The Gemara says, Maseches Yuma, no such thing. You don't go ahead and intensify your inui willy-nilly by rolling in the snow or sitting in the sun. However, this Rashi says what? Yes, play with food min hamincha lamala when you're most hungry in order to intensify your inui volitionally. How would you distinguish between the Gemara Maseches Yuma and this suggestion of Rashi? Yes, Aryeh Alter.
This suggestion by Rashi has a connection to Yom Kippur.
Meaning what? Very good. Excellent. In other words, to wallow in the snow is not one of the Chamesha Sinuyim. You're making up your own thing. Here you're taking the inui of Achila and you're intensifying that inui 100%. Very good. Mayor?
There's
no Aveira.
You're
right, but the rabbi said you can't. Hachan is this drabanan. The rabbi said normally don't do hachana. Here we're allowing you to do hachana.
Like
yeah, heim amru veheim amru. They gave you the heck to do so, yeah.
Also, I feel like if you just do the eating part, like just open the food, you'll still be able to contact your dog, right? You still have the end of the dog, right? But you still have the eating, you still have the But if you go outside, it's too hot, it's too cold outside, whatever it is, you will not be, when you come back in, you will not have that same mentality.
Okay, I hear. Yeah, but it's talking about the inui of like the sun beating on you. You're right.
The heat.
Yeah, the heat, not the sun, but the heat. Okay, Rabbo. Yeah.
What does Rashi say?
Rashi says, "Nishum Agmas Nefesh." We want you to intensify your inui. How do you intensify your inui? At the end of the day, when you're most hungry, start preparing salad. Start cutting the vegetables. And you still can't eat it. So that's going to create a greater affliction.
Is that the opposite of Gemara?
What?
Is that the opposite
of what? No. Gemara says prepare food in order to Agmas Nefesh. Okay, Rabbo said that's a sideshow. The point I want to get to, however, is according to the Gemara Maseches, Shabbos Kuf Yudal. Is chopping vegetables mutter on a doraisa level?
Yes.
Yes. Gemara 9 Dalid?
No.
Awesome. So we have a lichora astira. Tosis on Kufya Dharma base seems to resolve the stira. He says, Velo domi lahada amra periklal godol, haiman deparm silka chavishun tochin, da hasa mairi, kisha osa chatikos dakos ma'ud. Vahacha mairi, kisha osa chatikos gedolos. Very simple. Simple balabatish distinction. How fine are you slicing the vegetables? If you are, for example, the way I understand it is you're slicing lengthwise, that's mutter, that's called knibas ayeret. If you're mincing, you're dicing, you're really chopping finely, that is going to be aser, and that's a very simple, straightforward approach. That is the approach of Tosan Dav Kifidal. Tosan our Dav says something that's quite confusing. Tosan Dav Ayin Dalet tells us a very big chiddush. It's going to answer the contradiction, but it's not going to be leaving me very warm and fuzzy. Haiman de parim silka, says Tosfos. Dafka be silka shayat chino, avol shar ochlin shorim. So says Tosfos, dafka silka. Doesn't say you can't cut vegetables. It just says you can't cut beets. So Tosfos tells us a striking idea. Silka has an isra of tochein, shar ochlin shorim, but all other foods are permissible. What question do you have that kind of jumps off the page? What's the obvious question on Tosfos?
Why
beets? What's so special about beets? Beets are usser, carrots are mutter. Beets are usser, potatoes are mutter. What exactly is so special about beets? That is ikar chaser min ha-sefer. The whole approach of Tosfos seems to be very strange, and Tosfos doesn't elaborate too much. The Ritva does elaborate a little more. And I had you look at the Ritva. The Ritva gives us a liner. This one liner is meaningful, says the Ritva. Perish Rizal didavka baha she'ena ochel kamoshu chai. Aval bepasa kayotze bosho ela ochel la'alter hareyu mutter. So Tosfos puts a little bit, I'm sorry, the Ritva puts a few pieces of meat on the bones of Tosfos. And he says, silka doesn't mean silka, only silka. Silka represents a classification of foods, a category of food. What's the category represented by silka? Silka is foods that are inedible, raw. They require cooking. If they require cooking, then there's an iser tochen. If it's edible, raw, like bread. So bread, you're allowed to grind on Shabbos. However, silka you can't grind on Shabbos. Now, does this make you warm and fuzzy? Does this, like, satisfy you?
No.
So not really. It's still, what? So what? So what if it's edible raw or not edible raw? What difference does that make? What's the pshat? What's the logic? What's the svara? Hold on. You hold on to it. Okay? So let's just take a look at a little more data information. We're going to take a look at the Rush, the Ran, and a series of Rambas. So let's just see what the Rush has to say. The Rush is found in the seventh parak of Maseches Shabbos, Simen Hay. And the Rush has a very fascinating comment, which I want to spend a minute or two on. Writes the Rush as follows. What is Haiman de Parim Silka? So what did Rashi say? Well, we assume it's some vegetable. Some vegetable. Tosfos says dafka silka. Says Rabbeinu Chanan, I don't know. Atzei dekolim. We're talking about palm trees. She'omdim tichi tichi. What is that? Anyone know what that is? I don't know. Omdim tichi tichi. Ke'ein nimin. Okay. And kishemifarek hanimin halalu yotzei mibeneyem kamo kemach dak lefichach hamenatzo chayev mishem tochein and perish hogenu. So says the Rabbeinu Chananel, you got these palm trees. The palm trees have some kind of branch or bark or leaf, I don't know what. And if you take it and you open it up, you break it open, you know what comes out? You know what comes out? A fine flower. And that is what this Gemara is talking about. Haiman de Parm Silka, opening up the palm to produce a fine flower. Says the Rush, I like the Pshat. Why does the Rush like the Pshat? Because it directly flows into the next line of the Gemara. What's the next line of the Gemara? Haiman de Salat Silti, which is talking about Eitzim Dakim, wood, a tree. So we're kind of in the same vein. 1 second. Umashe Piresh Rashi Parim Silka Shemechateich Yerokos Dakdak. That you're what? You're chopping vegetables. How? Very finely. Perish Tamuo. I reject this. Doesn't make any sense. Why? Because Dover Shu Ochel Umeschatech Oso Dak Dak Ein Shaykh Be Tchina. Wow. See what the Rush just did? Ein Tchina Ba Ochlin. You know why he likes the pshat of the Rabbeinu Chananel? Yeah, you told me about a piece of wood, you open it up, you got a fat, powdery flower. That's tochen. Yerakos. Dak, dak. Lo shayach bei tchina. Ein shayach bei tchina. No way is that called tochen. What do you think compels He says, I don't get Rashi. Davrshu ochel machatech hozo dak dak ein shayach be tchina. Chopping dak dak is not called tchina. There's a little yud in my Rush. The little yud takes me down to the Karban Esanel. And the Karban Esanel says, why ein shayach be tchina? Ki atorah no not nashir lecho chatichos ktanos. I don't know what that means, but what do you think the Rush is saying? Why does the Rush reject Rashi? And the Rush's argument, in my opinion, is very, very strong. Why does the Rush reject Rashi? Binyamin, you want to stand up?
He would say that the only time that you're really doing tochen is when you're taking something out of it, you're getting like a fine flower from it. And Rashi's saying that when he explains it, that you're cutting it finely, that's not...
What's wrong with Rashi? What's so terrible about Rashi?
Cutting it finely.
What's so terrible? Why? Rashi says more, it's not tochen. Perish tamua. It's like whack. Why? What's the problem with Rashi? What?
It's a very different thing.
What do you mean? I know it's a different opinion, but what's so terrible? Well, why is Rashi so off?
Because he's saying that the definition of tofing could also be cutting it very finely, cutting it in a way that you're not getting something from it. And the Rush will say that you have to get a fine bottle.
Okay, so Binyamin wants to say, for tofing to be tofing, it has to be grinding. What does grinding mean? What's your paradigm of grinding?
Flour.
So what do you come out with when you're done grinding wheat? A powder. You need a powder. You don't get powder from vegetables. In this case, the Rush's definition, part in silka, you're coming out with powder. You need powder. That's what you want to say? Is that what you're saying? It's fine. It's good. I think there's more going on. There's more going on. I think the Rush has a problem with... Look at the Rush's language. Perish tamua hu. Dover shu ochel umechatech oso dak dak ein shayich bei tchina. If it's food... And you chop it up, not shayach. Tchina lo shayach. Yes, Avi.
I
Don't give me a balabatish svara. Give me something sharp. Stand up.
I think according to the Rosh, I think he's saying that it needs to be from something else. And according to Rashi, no, or not.
Shmuel.
I think maybe he's saying. Okay, it's a little bit bold. I think maybe he's saying you're missing the pe'ula of crushing, and if you're missing the pe'ula of crushing, in order to be considered the melacha of crushing, if you're missing the pe'ula, you need to have the tachlis, and the tachlis of turning this into
The actions of grinding and cutting small are so inherently different that you can't conclude.
So you're saying with Binyamin. That's Binyamin.
I'm not really thinking of the flower aspect, just the aspect of grinding.
Zinkin?
Rabosai.
I think what he's saying, and I'm gonna give you a big hint. I think what he's saying is, food does not equal tochen. I'll say it stronger. Food cannot be tochen. Why? You guys are thinking like too much. This is too simple. You're thinking too much. Yeah.
The definition of
Rabosai. What do you do every single time you masticate?
What?
Really? Really? When you chew food, what are you doing? Chewing food is tochen. Says the Rosh, I don't buy it. I can't. You cannot have tochen by food, because by definition, what do you do when you chew food? You're grinding, you're cussing, you're making it into chatikos ktanos. So how can it possibly be a tochen? What difference does it make if you do it on your plate, or you do it in your mouth? Lo shayech be tochen when it comes to ochel. Because if it was tochen, then what? Then you couldn't eat. You could only eat a zakein's diet. You'd have to only eat shakes. But not, I think that's what the Rosh is getting to. Perish tamua, davishu ochel, umechach also dachdat, ein shayech be tchina. You can't have tochen because ein tchina ba'ochlin. Otherwise, eating would be prohibited. Okay? Good. You don't like that? You don't like that? What? He's not saying it. I think that's the pshat.
Did Rashi ever get that somewhere else?
Did I get that somewhere else?
Yeah.
No. But I think that's the pshat. Yeah. Ah! Thank you, Daniel Jaffe. Daniel Jaffe asked Akasha. He says, what do you mean? What's the paradigmatic, very good, paradigmatic case of tochen in the Mishkan? You're taking a kernel of wheat and you're what? And you're crushing it into flour. That's food. So how can you say what you're saying? What's the answer? It's not food. What's food? Bread is food. Now, yes, well, if you chew on wheat, will you make a bracha? You will. If you eat a spoon of flour, will you make a bracha? You will. But you're not going to make the classic bracha. And it's not really, that's not a food that you eat. But a food that you eat, like a vegetable, that's where you're going to have this issue. But when it comes to flour, in a chanami, flour, wheat, etc., that's not called food that you normally eat, and as a result, it's a svara with a tam. Like, it has to be something you, it's not like, oh, that's called food. It's not called food if you don't eat it. Yeah?
Why do you say the same thing here about more than it's
there? We'll get there. We'll get there. Very good. We'll get there. Okay, flip open to the Ran quickly. Open to the Ram, please. Lamed Beis and Aleph Bedafei Harif. Seventh Perek. Dibur Amaskil Amar Papa. Haiman de Parim Silka. Rabosa, how many of you got into the Rambams? How many got to the Rambams? Okay, because the Rambams, I'd like to spend, work on the Rambams. So I don't want to rush into the Rambams. Amar Rav Papa. So the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Nissen, the Ran, says like this. Haiman de Parim Silka. Parim Garcina Kol Mishim Chatcha Hadei Kedavashina Kipa Berakar Or Varaitev Pirma. What does Pirma mean? Hainu Oso Dak Dak. Okay, like Rosh. Vikosav HaRosh Bazal B'tshuva. The dafka b'mechatchan kedei la'achlan le'mochar o levo bayom la'achasho halav hochi sharin. So says the Rashba, I have a kula when it comes to tochi. I skipped a small little step. I just want to go back for a second. According to the Rosh Rabbeinu Chananel, has the Rosh Rabbeinu Chananel resolved the steer in the Gemaras by the way he learns?
No.
Yeah. Of course. Knivas Hayerek is food, is Yerokos. So that's no Isser Tochen. By Parim Silka, which is not food, that's when you have the Isser Tochen. So that'll certainly resolve. What? You're funny. Because they're not beets. Remember how the Rabbeinu Chananel learned? It's a palm tree. That's correct. Now you know. Okay. Of course. Absolutely. Okay. So comes on the Rashba, and the Rashba learns, he came up with a kula, a heter, that when are you allowed to? If you go ahead and you chop up the vegetables, lamachar o lebo bayom laachasha is aser. Halav hachi shari, kedeshari abaye livra velecho laalter. What did the Rashba just say? He said something pretty radical. There's a heter in tochen. What's the heter of tochen? Yeah. Give me a Hebrew word. La'alter. What he did was, he grafts the borer heter of la'alter and he transplants it into Hilchos Tochen. Does the Gemara say that anywhere? That there's a heter of la'alter when it comes to Tochen?
No.
But he saw borer, he says, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I'll transplant it from Borer into Tochen. Who objects vehemently to this move of the Rashba? The Shulta Giborim. The Shulta Giborim says on the side over here, what? V'chicho ha-malachos kulon shari la'asos ha-mitzar los ha-malach la'alter? Is there now a blanket heter in all malachos of la'alter? Ve'al tishiv eni mi brera. Yeah, brera has a heter la'alter. Shitir liver kasherot zalach la'alter. The awesome time to be gagah and shitir lo havi brera. But to say Tochen has a heter of la'alter, says Shulta Giborim, I don't buy it. No such thing. That's uniquely Borer. Rabbo said, what did the Rashba see to perhaps import the heter of la'altar from borer into tochen. Yes. What is the heter of la'altar? Correct. What is the heter of la'altar? What's it premised on? Derech achila. So says the Rashba. Well, are you allowed to eat on Shabbos?
Yes.
Yes. I tochein. The answer is, of course, fashteitzach, that there's a heter of eating. That means the heter of derech achila. Now, what's called? Derech achila. What's called? How do you look at that? Now you look to borer. That defines what's called derech achila, la'altar, and that's going to be incorporated into tochein. A lot shuva, more than shuva. If you go and chop vegetables before your meal.
So then what is
tochein? So what? Does the Rashba resolve the steer in the sugyas?
Yeah.
Why? How does the Rashba's approach, perhaps, I don't think he meant this, but it works. Why does the Rashba resolve the Sphira in the Sugyas?
I think it causes a bigger problem.
I know, but I don't think so. And I'm right. Nope. When is the heter of chopping vegetables, Knivas Hayerek? Yeah, when? Minamin cholamala. Not all day long. At the end of the day. Meaning, towards the end of the day, and what's next? It's not la'otzer. The next thing around the corner is breaking your fist. So that, we didn't see the rachin sabi. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, if you're preparing food for the next meal coming, which is like on the schedule of the next meal coming, it's around the corner, that's called la'altar. So good, when it comes to minamin cholamala, end of the day, then you have your heter of la'altar. If you go, but what's our Gemara talking about? Haman departs silka, l'chora. That's not minamin cholamala. Any time during the day, you're not doing it for immediate use, and that is going to be awesome. Comes along the Rashba. And the Rashba, therefore, comes up with a kula. A heter, big heter. So, when I was a youngster, when I visited my grandparents in Washington Heights, so my grandparents used to take me to the park, Fort Shrine Park. And this is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. But there was always these people in the park, old Yekesha Jews, who would bring bread to the park. They would crumble the bread and feed the pigeons. So it's usher to do this because you're not allowed to feed animals on Shabbos that are not your animals. But what about the crumbling of the bread part? Were they allowed to crumble the bread, or is that a problem of tochen? So says the Rashba. It's in the Ran. The Rashba writes over here. Where am I? I lost my place. Ah. Based on this, lefichach, hitir lefarer ptite lechem letarnagolim. He was matir, crumbling little piece of bread in front of the tarnagolim, latet lefnehem la'altar, to give them that they're going to go ahead and eat it right away. Kedekanam b'shul machilten, deshavye uchlo masvim seva mitzvahs, and hitiru, and it's allowed, because of la'altar. And then the Ran sticks in another line over here, which is really confusing to me. You know why it's mutter? Another idea. Lefi she'ein tchina achar tchina. What does that mean? Ein tochen achar tochen. There's an isser of grinding, but not an isser of re-grinding. So how did bread start? It started as a kernel. You ground it into flour. You added water, and now you reconstitute it into a loaf. And now what do? You regrind it. Ein tchina achar tchina. Once ground, and now reconstituted, No Isser Tov. That looks like a separate idea. Separate idea. So there's two ideas over here. One is La'alter, and one is Ein Tochen Acher Tochen. Have you ever heard like a term like Ein Tochen Acher Tochen? Does that sound familiar to you? Have you ever heard of Ein Bishul Acher Bishul? Sure, yeah. Is this the same thing? What is Ein Bishul Acher Bishul? What is Ein Bishul Acher Bishul? Once cooked, you cannot violate Bishul again. Why is that? Why is that?
It's not possible.
What?
It's not possible to cook it anymore.
What do you mean?
It's fully cooked. It's up in, you're just heating it up.
Yafe. So says Yitzi, if I have a raw piece of meat and I cook it, that's Bishul. If I take that cooked meat and put it in the fridge and I'll put it back in the oven, is that Bishul? No, that's not called Bishul, that's called reheating. Because the definition of Bishul is taking something from a raw state and putting it into a cooked state. But once cooked, putting it in the fridge does not reverse the cooking process, it just cools it down, but it's not now uncooked. Many Rishonim assume, Yesh Bishul achar bishul bedavar lach. When it comes to a liquid, yesh bishul achar bishul. For example, let's go with water. That's your paradigmatic liquid. When it comes to water, I heat up water, I violate bishul. Now I put it in the fridge. If I put it back on the fire on Shabbos, will I violate bishul again? Answers yes. Why? Because when it comes to liquids, cooling it does what? It reverses the process. Interestingly, does anyone know the definition of something being cooked? How do you define, at what level is it called cooked? If it's raw and now it's cooked to what level? Does anyone know? Yes, so there's a term the Gemara has. The Gemara has a term called, if it has to be cooked, Kemichel Ben Drusoy. Michael Ben Drusoy. This fella Ben Drusoy was a pirate. He was a bad man. And he was always stealing and running. So when you're on the run, how much do you get to spend time cooking? No. So you got to cook it minimally and then you eat it and you move on. So what's called minimal cooking? Rashi Rambam has the machlokas, a third cooked or a half cooked. And that's the shir bishul. Minimum amount of cooking it makes it edible. That's true when it comes to solids. When it comes to liquids, when is a liquid, when is water called cooked? Not boils. Boils is very hot. It's 212, not boils. Much less than that. A term is called Yad Soledesbo. If you put your finger in the water and you have to withdraw it because the heat, that's the shear. It's about 112, maybe 115, 118 degrees. Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit.
No, I don't know.
Boiling is 100 Celsius. Notice, when it comes to food, solids, the shear of bishul is what? Is the quality of the cooking. When it comes to liquids, what's the shear of bishul?
Temperature.
It's temperature. Why? Because when it comes to liquids, is bishul reversible?
Yes.
When it comes to solids, is it reversible?
No.
Okay, so that's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Is that relevant to Ein Trina Achar Trina? Is tochen reversible? I have a kernel, solid item, grind it into flour, add some water, knead it, put it in an oven, and now what do I have? It's different, but I have what? I have a solid item. So why do you say, what's the rationale is ein tochen achat tochen the same concept as ein bishul achar bishul?
Yeah,
I think so.
I don't think so.
It goes back to the
can it be because
what is the concept of ein tochen achat tochen? If the definition of tochen is making it big pieces into small pieces, so then now it's bread, it's big piece, I can make it into small pieces. Bread crumbs. You never had bread crumbs? You never had matzah meal? How do you make cake on Pesach? The answer is matzah meal. You know what matzah meal is? Ground matzah.
But it's not really flour.
It's flour. Of course it's flour. I mean, it's
ground matzah.
Kemach matzah.
Yeah.
Kemach matzah. Kemach matzah. So what do you say? What's the idea of ein tochen achat tochen? Is it the same as ein bishul achat bishul? I don't think so. So you got to be a little creative here. So I'll tell you one thought. This is the Chazon Ish's explanation. The only time you have an Isser of Tochen by foods is when you have a natural unit. But if it's a man-made unit, a manufactured unit, that's not an organic entity. That's not tochen. So give me an example of a natural unit.
A cucumber.
A kernel of wheat. That's God-made. That's natural. That's a single entity. Now you chop it up. That's tochen. A loaf of bread. Who made the loaf of bread? It's man-made. That's not a natural compound. It's a man-made, manufactured compound. That's not called tochen. So perhaps ein tochen achat tochen means that once it's been manufactured, now it's man-made, that's already not called tochen. Okay, Rabosai, we're going to pause here. We'll pause for about 23 hours or so. Tomorrow, I would like to go back, because we're still stuck in Tosis. Tosis gave us this pshat silka. We don't really understand that. We're going to resolve Tosis by an in-depth analysis of the Ram. So that's going to be our agenda for tomorrow. Mincha will be in about 4 minutes. So get yourselves ready for Mincha.